Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, I'm your host for these daily challenges. Today's Thursday, so it's the day we take what we've been looking at all week, we try to apply it to real life, try to take action on it. So far this week, we've been talking about the idea of the different masks or roles that we play in life. Now, sometimes we can build up such a number of these identities, different spheres of life, we can actually forget who the real us might be. Well, I'm going to try to use my whiteboard here to draw out in a diagram what this might look like in somebody's life. And that's going to help us put what we've been learning this week into action. First of all, what I want you to do in your time of reflection and trying to put this into action this week is I want you to start by drawing out some circles in life. Let's say that this blue one is work. And let's say this green one here is going to be your home life. And there are probably some other circles that we could draw into. However many there are, I want you to just start by diagramming that out. Write out the different roles that you play in life. Just consider as many different facets of life as you can and try to envision how they overlap and connect with each other if you can. Well, you've probably got a set of overlapping circles now. You're probably thinking that what I'm going to say is I want you to look at this section in the middle where everything comes together and figure out what that is and to say that that's the part of life that matters most. But you know what? That means you're throwing away an awful lot of your life and saying it doesn't matter to God, Jesus isn't part of it. I don't think that's true. Instead, I want to recognize that in each of these parts of your life, there are probably some good and bad parts. There are probably some things to your work that involve you following Jesus. You're able to do them really well. Maybe you find your work fulfilling. Maybe you find it's a way to serve and help people. But there may also be some parts where you find yourself having to lie or cheat, or at least tempted to. The same way with your home life. There are probably some aspects that you know are consistent with following Jesus that feel really good that way, but other parts that you are questioning whether they really fit in with the life of a follower of Jesus or not. You could do that with all those different parts of your life. And what I'd like to suggest is that we draw one big circle in the middle here. And that circle represents the life of a follower of Jesus. Some of those cheating and lying parts of our work life, they need to go. I know I just crossed out the majority, it's going to be different for everyone. Sorry if you have that kind of a job. Part of your home life, maybe a smaller part, is going to have to drop away just because it's not consistent with what it means to follow Jesus. I think trying to be a follower of Jesus means we're going to be looking for that one unified single life. If you think about the language we've been using all week, of the pure in heart having a single heart. We want to have a single focus in life of what it means to follow Jesus. That's what we're aiming to discover in these daily challenges as we try to learn to follow Jesus. My assignment for you today is pretty simple, actually. I just want you to map this out. No big challenging thing to do. I'm sure you've got enough of those with Christmas coming. Just map out the different relationships and communities that are a part of your life. Things like work, home, maybe school, maybe a volunteer group you're part of, just wherever you find yourself day to day, week to week. And start to think about where the overlap is with a life of following Jesus, and maybe explore if there are parts of those different facets of your life that you know are inconsistent with following Jesus. So try to map all that out. Circles for your communities, a circle for where following Jesus is consistent, and then start to think about what following Jesus faithfully and consistently in the future would look like. What risks would be involved for you making sure that all your aspects of your life overlap with following Jesus? What risks would be involved, and what would make it worthwhile on the other hand? I know this will be a tough one, but have a good time working that out, either alone or maybe discussing it with a group as you try to see what this looks like in your own life. It'll be really fruitful, so I hope you have a good time. I'll see you tomorrow.